A member of the State Board of Higher Education says he would like to see North Dakota's public colleges and universities become magnets for out-of-state students.
We need to make sure that we're attracting students from South Dakota, and in the two-year technical schools right now in South Dakota are going to be able to offer no tuition. Now just think about that as a competitive nature for our state.
Dr. Kevin Belliker spoke at the Greater North Dakota Chamber's policy summit held in Bismarck. He says he's been thinking about an idea that he's calling Grow North Dakota. One part of the plan would be to have in-state and out-of-state tuition be the same.
Out-of-state tuition, right now, it is close to $11,000 difference at some of our major universities. And if it was the same, we should be able to attract students from outside our state to come here.
Secondly, Melliker would give back some tuition to students who graduate on time. He says with thousands of jobs going unfilled, it's a good way to attract and keep people in North Dakota. Wahpeton businessman Tom Shorma likes that concept. He says times have changed since he was a North Dakota college student, when many students got their degrees and then moved away.
We're keeping those kids in record numbers because we have the job. They didn't leave because they wanted to. They left because there were no jobs. Now there's jobs. We should be looking for the first time in our history at recruiting the best and brightest and paying for their entire education from other states.
Minot State University already has that tuition program. Meanwhile, some members of that panel on higher education had some harsh words on the governance of the North Dakota university system. Bismarck Republican Representative Mark Dosh says the system suffers from administrative bloat in that the number of campus administrators is out of proportion with instructors and students. Dosh also says the Board of Higher Education and the new chancellor need to take a tougher stance with the presidents.
They need to say no to the university presidents. They need to be reasonable. There's no reason why we should have the funding of higher ed double the rate of inflation year after year after year. Tuition rates continue to go up. They need to stand up and stand up to these university presidents.
Bismarck businessman Bill Shaloub was a member of the Higher Education Roundtable. He says the chancellor does need to be a strong leader.
It seems to me the disconnect is when you get to an individual campus, suddenly that individual campus becomes more important than the system.
Melliker says while he would agree on the need for a strong chancellor, the presidents also need to be strong.
They are the ones that drive the show. They are the ones that make that university go and move forward.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.